Welcome back into John Thiel Gymnasium, Galesburg Silver Streak Boys Basketball. They'll be playing Game 7, the final matchup here on the BSN Shootout at John Thiel Gymnasium. So far today, our Prairie Radio Sports Network teams are 3-0. Monmouth Roseville boys and girls got wins earlier today, and the Galesburg girls got a nice win this afternoon. It's the Galesburg Silver Streak boys taking on Lake Forest Academy here in the finale of the BSN Shootout. On the air a little late as the Providence Catholic Fighting Saints defeat Rock Island 56-50 in overtime. I'm Sean Temple with Jimmy Carr. What a fantastic ball game we had just before this one.
We've had some great games. And this afternoon, there were some games in the closing moments where the coaches earned their pay with scratching their head a little bit. And this one here with Rock Island, with Coach Tom Siegel, this was something. They looked like they were going to be given a gift with the way Providence, New Lenox Providence is what we used to call it. I think they call it now Providence New Lenox maybe. But anyway, they had command of it and they almost let it slip away from them. But a great fun game for the fans.
The Silver Streaks coming off a good outing last night up at the Panther Den at United Township. Jimmy, you and I had that ball game. The Streaks went down 60-48, score nowhere near indicative of how close that ball game was throughout. The Streaks represented themselves very nicely against the 7th-ranked team in Class 4A.
No, I think our fans who know basketball, and boy, we got some of the most knowledgeable fans anywhere, they know what effort our ball club made and the way they represented themselves, especially coming off of a Moline game in which they really just struggled. We looked pretty good last night. I thought we did a good job. There were certain kids slowly getting their game back. Others, I think this game here could prove that they are ready to start playing. And meaning we got a kid like Dotson, who I think is just a matter of time before that shot starts falling. But the thing I like about Dotson, while his shot's not falling, he wasn't known for his defense. But boy, he's playing hard defense now. And I think that's just his smarts because he wants to play. He knows if his shot's not falling, he's got to do something out there. Coach Reynolds, he'll be sitting next to him. And so Dotson, using all his athletic skills, is doing a good job defensively. And I like the way Carl came back after about 3 games where his shot went away from him inside and he just wasn't getting it done like with his athletic ability. But last night he came on strong in the last couple of games. So I think this is a positive thing for our ball club.
Now, in the college game, they would call it draft stock is rising. Andrew Anderson, what a fantastic ball game. His stock rose last night.
Well, Andrew is special. He really is. He's a junior, and that surprised me because I wasn't that sure he was a junior. I thought he was a senior. But Andrew was something special last night. He really was. We hadn't seen that from him. In the games we saw him play earlier where he made a lot of shots, and kind of funny-looking shots and all this, we kind of laughed it off. But last night, he not only played offense well, he played defensively well. And he did a great job rebounding, got off the floor, boxing out. And when you can do that against a team like UT, you're getting it done. So Andrew, I'm sure he's feeling his oats, and maybe the best is yet to come with him.
Yeah, and we talked about it last night. The Streaks, something they haven't been able to do is maintain the momentum. And last night, they built up a whole ton of it. We'll see if they can maintain that momentum today, as well as Andrew Anderson maintain the momentum that he built last night as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to see, and Andrew would be so important. We said it last night on coming off that bench. We need to go that deep. And Coach Reynolds only goes about, 7 or 8 deep. And Andrew will really be an important cog in our play.
Galesburg Silver Streaks taking on Lake Forest Academy at 14-6. The Caxies. You got a chance to talk to head coach Matt Vaughn. A very interesting interview. I think your folks are going to enjoy this one.
Yeah, he's an interesting man.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center pregame coaches interviews coming up, providing patient-focused care that exemplifies individuality and hospitality for all they serve. OSF St. Mary, a cornerstone of the Galesburg community since 1909. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
We're going to keep it right here, Jimmy, as we get ready for tip-off. Thank you to both head coaches for being with us on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center pregame show. Quickly, our Car-Mart Tire and Auto keys to the game. They pride themselves on timely repairs and a knowledgeable staff and a 100% customer satisfaction. ASC certified and an APA Auto Center. Car-Mart Tire and Auto. Jimmy, our keys to the game.
Remember what we did last night. The bad and the good, but just remember what we did, how hard we played. If we play that hard, we can win this ball game.
We'll get your Midwest Bank starters in just a minute on our first break, but winning the tip is the Lake Forest Academy Caxies. Mady Zurek gets the ball to, that is 30. I don't have a, what do you got 30 on?
Let's see here.
It's a different kind of ball club. It's a different kind of school. And
we don't have a 30.
I don't have a 30 on my, but he's a starter for the Lake Forest Academy Caxies, but. Maybe we'll get that for you folks somewhere along the line. Jacob Carl's going to take a jump shot. No good on the baseline. Rebounded by the Caxies. That was Austin Clamage.
Yeah, I'd like to see Jacob take that shot. That was a good shot.
And losing the handle on it on the block was Vako Vukmanovic. Leads to a run out by the streets. Mark Harden, the third, little pull-up jumper from the free throw line. Nice shot by Mark.
You bet. And last night he looked for a shot like that. Before he was passing that thing, he went down, stopped on a dime, went straight up, had his man inside to get the rebound if he missed.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say number 30 is Chris Harris, their big 22-point-a-game scorer, because he looks pretty athletic, 6'3" senior. But they got him listed as 23 on the roster.
I got a feeling you're right. I think that's almost got to be Harris.
Yeah, I don't see a 23 out there, so that's got to be Chris Harris, a fantastic ball player for Lake Forest Academy.
And it's not Jurek who's numbered out. It's Harris.
And for the Silver Streaks, they're going to start DeAndre Morin, also T.J. Pendleton, Jacob Carl, and Mark Harden Jr. Morin all the way to the hole. Nice take from the left wing for DeAndre.
He got himself into foul trouble last night with his hard work. But, boy, that was a nice drive.
And on the other hand, maybe Zurek.
That was a nice drive. Yeah, it was.
Folks, this is going to be a fun one, it looks like, right out of the gate.
Yeah. We're going to have to work on that, though. We can stop that by playing a little better team defense and check off.
1-2-2 zone looks like being employed by Lake Forest. They kind of sag it back into a 3-2. Maybe it is a 3-2.
I think it's a 3-2.
Yeah, not a lot of pressure from the point man, so I'm guessing 3-2. Pendleton down to Carl. Little turnaround on the baseline. Shot up off the glass. No good. Tipped out. And Jacob Ross tracks it down for the streaks. They'll get another crack at it. Morin on the left wing. And gets tied up by Harris. Quick hands of Harris reaching in there.
That's got to be. Yeah, he really had the quick hands. You know how quick Andre is. And boy, he tied him up quick.
Mr. Harris looks like you talk about a body for basketball. Holy cow, 6'3" senior, and he is he's pretty well built.
He sure is.
Or averaging 22 points a game, and on the turnover, here comes Lake Forest on the run out. Good pass from Mady Zurek to Tyler Grumhouse with the layup, 4-4.
Yeah, these kids can play. They played a lot of basketball all over the country, and just like that,
sloppy ball handling by Jacob Ross at midcourt. He loses a handle on it and leads to a layup by Mady Zurek.
Yeah, Jacob just lost a handle on it, but he was taking it too easy. You got to push it. You got to push himself harder.
6-4, Lake Forest. Ross takes a three from the left wing.
Now, he shot the ball well last night. Jacob did for him. And they look for his shot, and he'll get it here tonight.
Pendleton, turnaround jumper from the right elbow is good. Nice little mid-range shot by TJ.
Yeah, and I hope he starts shooting that more because that's a shot that can help his ball club here, and it was certainly a shot that will help him at the next level.
Yeah, it's going to open up his inside game, too, if he can prove he can make that little mid-range jumper.
Yeah.
Harris, little shake-and-make move on DeAndre Morin, throws his shoulder into him. Oh, nice no-look pass down the lane to Vukmanovic. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Silver Streak basketball following the missed shot by Vukmanovic.
Yeah, that was a nice move Harris made and a good pass to Vukmanovic. And
6-6.
Didn't get it done.
4:30 to go, first quarter.
Game 7 of the BSN Shootout. We'll give you folks a recap at halftime. Jacob Ross, three-pointer from the corner, no good. Carl goes up for the rebound, gets himself caught under the hoop, gets his own rebound again, and still can't put it in.
No, he was just in a tough position. He did a good job getting the rebound, but he was in too tough of a position to make the putback.
Luke Monovich with it, top of the key, gives it up to Grumhouse. Right wing, Austin Klamage. A little weave up top by the Caxies, and leads to a layup, one-handed layup by Tyler Grumhouse, a little scoop shot.
That was an old-fashioned weave. Just weave it, and then take off to the basket when there's an opening.
Yeah, kind of lulled the Streaks to sleep there with the weave, and then Grumhouse took advantage. Morin, corner three, no good. Rebounded by Pendleton. Goes up. He's going to be fouled by Chris Harris, and he'll get to the free throw line. Shot was no good by Pendleton.
Yeah, if TJ had to do it all over again, he would have shot that ball while in the air, because he can do that. But he got it. He got the rebound, brought it down, and went back up, and he missed the shot, but they fouled him.
Harris took a big swipe at TJ Pendleton. I'm not sure he made contact, and Harris is not quite sure he made contact either, but Pendleton misses the first free throw.
Well, here comes a young man that turned it on last night in the first half. He had a career night. That's Andy Anderson. He's in the ballgame early.
Responded very well to the hostile environment. We'll see how he responds on more of a quiet crowd tonight. Totally different atmosphere. This is the kind of atmosphere. It's a good crowd. Good showing here by the fans, but it's a quiet crowd. You got to get yourself up on days like today.
Yeah, absolutely. In these tournaments, shootouts and holiday tournaments, you got to will yourself.
8-7. Pendleton makes the second of the free throws. One of two. TJ with 3 points. Streaks down 1-8-7. Harris takes a jumper from the right wing and buries the three-pointer. That was pretty smooth.
Yeah, it was. I hope we don't have another Trey Buchanan here tonight.
37 points last night, folks. If you didn't get a chance to tune in to Jimmy and I's broadcast, 37 for Mr. Trey Buchanan. Harris for Lake Forest averages 22. Looks like he's a pretty good shooter from the outside. Pendleton gets a pass from Andrew Anderson. Pump fakes Vukmanovic up in the air, and then Vukmanovic comes down right on top of TJ.
Yeah. What TJ should have done, though, is get up and let him come down while he was attempting to shoot it. He knew he was going to be fouled. That risk would have given him two free throws.
Two team fouls on Lake Forest. The Streaks have yet to commit one. Morin gets the inbound right off the under the hoop. Now Morin takes a deep three. Or excuse me, Harden takes a deep three from the right corner. High bounce hits the top of the backboard, and
tough luck on Mark's shot, and then tough luck because we were right there to get the Ross was right there to get that rebound.
11-7. The Caxies left-handed. Left wing three-pointer, no good, but the Caxies get the offensive rebound, kick it back out to Tyler Grumhouse, and he hits a three.
They don't mind shooting it. They will shoot anywhere on the court, it looks like.
14-7. Grumhouse with seven. Zurich with four, and Harris with three.
Mark's got to shoot the ball.
Top of the key three-pointer. Thought about it a little too long. I thought, oh, no, don't shoot it now. You thought about it, but he buries the three anyway.
Yeah, he's at the top of the key. He's got to shoot that ball, and he did, and he knocked it down.
Head coach Mike Reynolds is going to take a timeout, a 30-second timeout. His ball club trailing 14-10 with 2:23 to go here in the first quarter. This is a Tinkham's Electric timeout. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Tinkham's Electric at 335-3034. Or go to TinkhamsElectric.com. Also, tonight's referees are sponsored by Kehoe Eye Care. It's important to remember to get your eyes checked. The referees of tonight's game brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care, your leading provider of optometry services and vision care in Galesburg. Midwest Bank is our sponsor for our starting lineups, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Back underway following the timeout. I think we got all of our sponsors in. Thank you so much for helping bring you Silver Streak basketball here on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. Caxies with the basketball. Vukmanovic holding. He'll back it back out to the top of the key and get the ball to a guard, Tyler Grumhouse. Streaks in a 1-3-1.
Yep. Looks like it now.
Harris in the corner. Buries a three. That's two straight threes for Harris. Well, he missed one in between time, but
he was deep in the corner. I don't know how he even could see the basket from there.
Ross playing catch with Harden up top. He'll take a three. No good. High rebound brought in by Jacob Ross. Gets his man up in the air. Harris tries to block it. And Ross gets it back and scores.
And that's what he's got to do more of, too, is to use that frame to get up and get those rebounds.
They better get a handout on Mr. Harris, wherever he's at on the floor, because he's proved he has some pretty good range.
Yeah, we're in a zone now.
Down to a, is it 2-3? Is it a 1-3-1 still? It
looks like a 2-3.
And a three-pointer's good by Ben Kennedy, who's checked into the ball game. Boy, they are deadly from that arc. And
they
Coach
sure
Reynolds said they got some shooters.
Yeah.
20-12.
And they're using a 3-2.
Two. T.J. Pendleton in the corner to Morin. Boy, if they swing it real quick, Jacob Ross is wide open in this left corner and poked away by Chris Harris as T.J. Pendleton was looking to go to that corner, I think. One-hand layup again is good, this time by Kennedy.
And Kennedy, just a nice change of pace. Did a good job. He earned that shot.
Boy, they're big on that. Just drive down the lane and then one-hand scoop it. 22-12, 30 seconds to go. They get it to Pendleton in the lane. He turns and scores. Pendleton with five.
A good pass inside, entry pass by DeAndre Morin.
20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 22-14. The Caxies leading the streaks. And you got the story behind the Caxies.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Up top is Chris Harris. They're clearing out now with 5 seconds to go. Goes to the right, down the lane. Layup is good, and he'll get to the free throw line. Wow, with 0.2 on the clock.
Yeah, that, boy, you just don't want that. Harris waited and waited. He waited, actually, too long. He got a little lucky there. We bailed him out. But we don't want to let him penetrate like that with closing moments of the quarter.
The streaks, first foul will result in Chris Harris trying to complete the three-point play here. He's got 8, looking for 9. Game high scorer. And he does, swishes it.
Nothing but net.
With 0.2.
Last game out, he had his, scored his 1,000th career point.
And they inbound it, and that's how the first quarter will end, with a 25-point quarter by Lake Forest Academy. 14 for the streaks. I'm not sure the last time I could remember the streaks had given up 25 points in a quarter, especially the first one. We'll talk about it in 30 seconds as we come back here on Oldies 1590 WAIK. Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, streaks trail 25-14 at the end of one 25-point quarter for Lake Forest, and they were shooting lights out.
Yeah, the last time we did, we gave up any points in the 20s was Quincy a couple of weeks ago. They had 22 points in the first quarter, but 25 points. And they earned a lot of them, but a lot of them we let them penetrate too close to the basket.
Now Lake Forest will try to add to that lead. Jumper, no, they got the roll. That was Andrew Amphres gets a jumper to go from the free throw line.
Yeah, they just can't miss, but when... Like I said, they've shot the ball all over the country, so I don't know about home. Mark's got to let it fly.
Dotson in the ballgame now. Harden on the right wing. Back to Jacob Carl at the free throw line. He'll take it in. Floater by Jacob is no good. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Mady Zurich. And now we're going to get a foul behind the play as Ross reaching in on Zurich.
Yeah. Jacob couldn't have fouled him there, but he wasn't going to steal the ball from him. They all put the ball on the floor. They do not have a pure center out there. They all are forwards and guards, and they all can put the ball on the floor.
It's a very, I mean, it's a, oh, now we got a moving screen. It's going to be on Ben Kennedy.
Yep, except the moving screen.
His first, third team foul on Lake Forest. 27-14, streaks trail by 13 here with 7:18 to go second quarter. Early on. I know United Township's a pretty good ball club, but this now did they play UT?
They played. He said we had a they had a common opponent, and whoever they played got them pretty good.
Yeah, it's boy. I tell you what, the at least through one quarter. I mean, there's a lot of ball game to go, but this Lake Forest ball club is really good. Dotson steps into a three, couldn't get it to go.
That shot went down and came back out.
Rebounded by Mady Zurich, gets the ball to Andrew Amp Reyes, right wing. Ben Kennedy behind the back dribble on Ross. Can't get anywhere. Streaks look, at least early on here, body language-wise, much better defensively. than they did that first quarter. Andrew Anderson's going to ride.
We don't want to pick up the fouls. Andrew that time was trying to guard him. But these kids all put the ball on the floor, so you're going to have to back up a little bit. You can't play them that tight.
Austin Klamage drew the foul on Andrew Anderson as Klamage is driving around in the hole, and then getting loose in the lane is Ben Kennedy for a layup. Not good team defense. Got beat off the dribble, and there was no help.
And you have to play team defense against these guys. They're not slick with the ball like UT's kids, but they do all the good basic stuff.
Streaks swing it to the left wing to Ross. Now he throws it all the way to the right wing on a skip pass. Dotson in the corner. Harden didn't pull the trigger on the three. Will drive in off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. No good. Carl tries to tip it. Does tip it to Dotson. Good reverse layup by Cornell.
He created a heck of a shot there. But great offensive rebounding by the Streaks. But Dotson really created a shot.
29-16. Left wing, that's Andrew Ampreyas, gets himself in the lane. We'll kick it to the corner to Austin Klamage. His three-pointer is good. Boy, they can all stroke the three.
Yeah, every one of them. They can stroke it.
Four different guys with three-pointers. Kennedy, Klamage, Chris Harris, and Tyler Grumhouse all have a three-pointer in this ballgame. There's Harden. Back to Dotson. He'll fake a three. Back to Harden. He fakes the three. In the corner, back to Dotson. Carl posting up on the block. Now they swing it to Jacob Ross. He will take a three, left wing. No good. A little deep. Come up pretty short, too.
Yeah.
All the way to the hole. No good. Was Mady Zurich. Rebounding in is Andrew Ampreyas, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, we let him too clear. We didn't block out. That's one of the things we will have to do here tonight, is really block out, and we know how to do it.
Ampreyas will shoot two free throws. I didn't hear who they got the foul on.
No, I think it was on Ross, but I'm not sure.
Free throw no good by Reyes.
Nope, it was on Jacob
Carl.
Carl.
It's his first. Yeah, back in the ball game is Pendleton. And the shot, second free throw is good for Ampreyas. 21-16.
I wish.
I do too. Let's see. I've got 31-16.
That's what it is.
Well, maybe since since they get to do more traveling and play a lot more games, maybe they get a 10-point deduction.
Yeah, you remember this team. I don't think being away from home bothers them when you play all over the country and out of the country.
Well, I've got 31-16. They got 33-16 on the board. And now I'm totally confused. We've had some scoreboard issues last week or two.
I think they're right. I think it was 31, and he hit the shot to make it 33. Can't do that.
Put it on the floor as TJ Pendleton loses the handle on it. Up the floor. Travel call. No. Vukmanovic took like three steps from the free throw line. Coach Reynolds is wondering the same thing. He missed the layup, but boy, that was a definite travel.
Oh, he sure did.
And they pound it into T.J. Pendleton. He scores, and we'll go to the free throw line.
Well, nice pass. Pinpoint pass by Andrew Anderson. He threw a great pass to T.J., and he handled it well.
Klamage will pick up the personal foul. That's the fourth team foul. We take a look at our Firm King foul chart. Firm King, the family store with more since 1959. Four team fouls apiece on Galesburg and Lake Forest Academy. And Pendleton's three-point opportunity is short. On the free throw, to be tipped out of bounds by Galesburg.
TJ went after the ball when he missed, but that tells me he was not sure of his free throws. He was not relaxed because when he shoots that free throw, he thinks it's going in. That time he didn't think it was going in. He went after it quick.
With the basketball is Chris Harris playing catch up top with Tyler Grumhouse. Now they throw the back door. DeAndre Warren gave Harris a really good bump at the rim.
He did, too.
Harris is looking around. The lob pass from about half court was long.
I think that was like in football, it was non-catchable, so you don't call holding offensive pass interference.
That's a perfect analogy because that ball was not catchable.
No.
So DeAndre gets off with the personal foul because he gave Harris a good bump. Harden and tried to force it into Andrew Anderson and on the turnover. And we got to get a blocking foul on Moore as he tried to stop Tyler Grumhouse's penetration, but
that's good hustle on Andrew's part because he just couldn't get there. But the photo finish, and he didn't get the call.
Morin picks up his first personal. At the free throw line is Mr. Tyler Grumhouse. 33-18, 3:35 to go, second quarter. First free throw, rims in and out. Rattles around in and out. Grumhouse talking to himself at the free throw line.
Tyler Grumhouse is one of the few from Lake Forest. Some of these kids are from Lake Forest, but some of them from China and Toronto and Canada and Glenview, Antioch.
Line drive on the second free throw goes in. 34-18, streaks down 16 here with 3:30 to go, second quarter. Game 7 of the BSN shootout. Been a great day of basketball. We'll talk about that at halftime. DeAndre Moore on top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Harden on the left wing. Back to Moore on top of the key. Looking into the post. Can't get a post touch. And tipped away. Here comes Lake Forest on the run out. Layup is good by Mady Zurich.
Just quick. All they do is just quick take it away from us. If we turn our head, which Andre did, that kid just took it away from him.
36-18 now. Streak's being doubled up, and head coach Mike Reynolds is so flustered, he's sitting. I never see Coach Reynolds sitting on the bench, but he is so flustered now. Harden misses the three. Leads to a run out here by the Caxies. Grumhouse pulls up, right wing three, no good. Tipped out by Ross. Harris gets the rebound. He'll kick to the right wing to Vukmanovic. And he's long on the three, goes out of bounds.
That's the worst miss they've made tonight. Everything they've shot up, they've either gone in or been around that rim.
And head coach Matt Vaughn of Lake Forest not happy with it. Last offensive possession.
You're up 18 points, and you miss everything on your first shot miss, and he called a quick timeout.
36-18, if you're a Galesburg Silver Streak player, that's the last thing you want to see was a timeout because Mike Reynolds is already ticked off enough. And you thought, oh, man, now I got to go to the bench and hear it.
Well, Coach Reynolds is mad because they're not protecting the basketball. We're just kind of going through the motion. Now we are awed by them. We're watching them instead of playing hard against them. Last night, we played against some great athletes, and we played hard against them. Tonight, these kids can play. They're just they're a solid team, but they're nowhere near the athletes, have the athleticism that a team like UT has got. But they're beating us because they're controlling the tempo now, and we're just standing around watching them.
Yeah, they are. That's a perfect summation there. They are definitely controlling the tempo so far in this one.
Yeah.
36-18. Streaks down 18 with the basketball. 2:39 to go, second quarter. Just need to get good offensive possessions, chip away at this lead. This deficit, excuse me. Harden. Playing catch with Ross up top. And they're not tightening up that zone. They're playing catch.
No,
and then a sloppy pass from Ross.
Yep.
Leads to a run out by Harris, and he's grabbed from behind by Mark Harden.
Well, that's only our 16th foul. Mark just saved 2 points because he had stole the ball and taken off.
At the free throw line will be Vako Vukmanovic. That could have very easily been kind of an unabated path to the basket.
Yeah.
Mark just grabbed him from behind, and I had a feeling Chris Harris was going to really throw one down there if he'd have got loose.
He looked like he wanted to get ready to dunk it.
Top of the key is Grumhouse. Kennedy. 2:15 to go, second quarter. 36-18. Impressive showing here early on. And now it got a hold as Morin. They tried to go back door with Harris on a pass from Kennedy, but Morin was holding from behind.
And boy, he didn't have to because we had knocked the ball away. I think Ross had gotten his hand in there and knocked it away, and we were getting ready to intercept it.
At the free throw line will be Harris. He was 1-for-1 in the first quarter. Oh, one of the bonus, I'm sorry, but it comes right back to Harris. He misses it, but it just rolls right back to him, and then Mady Zurich goes all the way to the rim on the baseline.
That's what happens when it's not going your way. It just, they get all the bounces now.
In the corner, Dotson passes up the three.
Well, we might as well shoot the ball. When you move it quick, you got to take the shot.
Pendleton turnaround in the lane is good. He's got 9, one of the few bright spots tonight so far.
Yeah, we've had some good entry passes to him, and he's capitalized on it.
Holding up top, getting a screen to give and go.
Yeah, he carried it.
maybe Zurich is going to be the turnover. Palming the basketball. It'll go to the streaks. Pendleton will check out. Carl, Morin, Dotson, Harden, and Ross for the streaks here with 1:36 to go, 38-20. Get a bucket here, get a stop. Just chip away at this.
That, absolutely. That's all you have to do now. You can do is just chip away at it. It won't come easy. It won't come all at once.
Yeah, they don't see somebody. Dotson, corner three, no good. Rebounded by Carl. He completely threw his man away from him. talking to the officials, Austin claims that Carl just grabbed him and threw him to the side and gets the bucket.
Well, Jacob needed room.
And he got it. Harris. Double clutches in the lane. Can't get it to go. Thought he got some contact as well. Now a reach by Tyler Grumhouse on Morin. That'll be the... Grumhouse his first, so it's only the 15th foul. So no free throws for the streaks yet. 38-22. Get another bucket here. You got to stop. Now get another bucket here. Dotson fakes a three, goes into the lane, left-hander off the glass is good. Cornell.
My goodness. He shot the thing left-handed. And I don't even know if he needed to shoot it left-handed, but he did and kissed it off the glass and made a big-time move.
Running down the sideline, I watched that whole thing just transpire. Tyler Grumhouse, who was breaking free beyond the Silver Street defense, got his feet tied up with the official, Joe Thompson. And Grumhouse goes down, and the ball sails over his head. That would have been a touchdown for sure.
I wonder how the ball went over his head like that.
And the head coach, Matt Vaughn, said, hey, you got, you know, and Joe Thompson says, hey, I'm a part of the floor. That's, you know, you got to avoid me. Morin, three balls good. Big shot by DeAndre. Well, streaks on a little bit of a run here.
Yeah, when he's open, take the shot.
38-27, Harris. And we're going to get... We're going to get a foul on DeAndre Morin on Harris at midcourt.
We got to slide over and bottle up that middle. Harris shouldn't have had any place to go, but he just went right down and laid it in, and we got caught reaching.
Morin's going to pick up his third personal.
I hate to see that. Need somebody like Andre on the court.
First free throw is good for Harris. And that's the eighth team foul on Gelsberg. In the ball game, Clark Hawkins with 31.9. Try to get maybe some shooters on here.
Yeah, and Coach Reynolds don't want DeAndre to pick up that fourth foul.
Harris's second free throw is good. And Harris got 9, got 11. So that's his first 2 points in the second quarter that I've got him for. I might have missed him. I'm still missing a bucket somewhere.
Yeah, he didn't shoot as much in the second quarter, though. He didn't have as many touches.
40-27, 25 seconds. Streaks get a three here. Get this thing down to 10. I think they would take it at this point.
Yeah.
Harden will hold with 18.
Coach Reynolds wants one shot. And let's make sure he get that shot.
12 seconds. Streaks didn't get in their offense. Down to 10. Down to 7. Carl holding now. Dotson in the corner. Will take a three. No good. Long rebound to Hawkins. He throws it up at the buzzer. Boy, he was falling back almost to the three-point line and actually hit the front of the rim.
Yeah, it was not a bad effort at all by Hawkins.
Now, better quarter there for the streaks as they only get outscored 15-13 by my calculation. So a better quarter, but they're going to have a better half going into the second half. And Jimmy and I will be back with our halftime show, Watson Thomas Funeral Home halftime show. 40-27, Lake Forest leading Gelsberg here on Oldies 1590 WAIK. Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, Game 7, the final game of the BSN shootout, finds the Gelsberg Silver Streaks boys basketball team trailing Lake Forest, the Lake Forest Academy Caxies, 40-27. I got to say, I mean, I had a couple minutes to think about it. I'm impressed with this Lake Forest ball club.
Oh, I am too. You can tell this is a ball club that's played everywhere. They come into this game very relaxed. Nothing bothers them. And you would think that since they, you heard in the interview, if you fans happen to be listening, that this is a team that's not a member of the IHSA, but they play a lot of IHSA schools up north in the burbs, and as Coach Vaughn said, they will play anybody, and then they travel all over the country. They will fly places, they take the bus, But they do a lot of traveling, and they play a lot of teams and in a lot of different environments. And you can tell. They came in here and so relaxed. They shot the ball well. You come into your opponent's gym, and especially to a gym like Galesburg and fan base like we have, and it didn't bother them whatsoever. They do not have a fan base. They, New Providence, New Lenox, they brought some very loud people. But they do not have a fan, that much of a fan base here, very few. But they don't need it. They just came in here and really played hard. The second quarter is what we have to build on. I'm sure Coach Reynolds will talk about that. We got outscored by 2 points in the second quarter. But when we've done it, when you bury a team early, it's tough to come back, even though it was a two-point difference in the second quarter. Tough against the zone, 3-2 zone. We still having trouble shooting the ball, taking the shot. We're afraid to miss. And you just can't worry about that. If you're afraid to miss, you're going to miss. The great shooters, they think they're going to make it every time they put the ball up there. And it won't go in every time, but at least most you got confidence that thing will go in. Well, we're still pulling the trigger, and you certainly can't against the zone, and that's our problem there. But our rebounding is not a problem. We can rebound with this ball club, but they are well versed in fundamentals, and they know how to put the pressure on, and we still are too lax with the ball, and they just taking it away from us, and that's something we really going to have to clean up. If we want to make any run at all in the second season, we'll be going against guards a lot quicker than these kids, and we're going to have to clean that up. Protecting the ball is a big key, for our ball club.
Yeah, I talked about the body language during that first quarter. The Streaks just look like a ball club. And I know some of them have probably been hanging out here watching good basketball all day long. They just look like a team that's been sitting in the bleachers all day long and then thrown out there to play at 7:45 or, 8 o'clock whenever we tipped off here.
Yeah, we didn't come out with the zip that we had last night. And of course, it's tough. We've done this before through the years with Coach Reynolds and other coaches. We've got such a tough conference and such a conference that everybody want to play so well against one another. And that Saturday, I don't care whether it's who it is, Rock Island, they got beat here today. It's just tough to come back after playing a Western Big Six game on a Friday night to come back and play in a game that is not a rivalry game. It's not a game in which you have played this team many times. It's a game you've never seen this team. It's no excuse. If you're going to be a player, you got to get up for every game. But still, that's tough sometimes to do.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know the old saying, this team played last night. They were probably tired today. And then, I think that probably, and I'm guilty of it too, it probably gets overused a little bit. Well, they played last night. But it's different playing in a Western Big Six conference game. You said it. I mean, you get up a little more. When you get home on Friday night, you are spent after a Western Big Six ball game, not like just traveling and playing somebody. You're spent in a conference game.
Well, sure you are. And it showed in Rock Island. I'm sure Coach Tom Siegel, he went on there. I'm sure he talked about that they won last night. And they got in a tough, tough battle here against Providence, St. New Lenox Providence, and they got caught in overtime. But here we just have to now come back. And you said it, we just chip away. Have a third quarter in which we maybe can get on a little run, cut it maybe to 7 or 8 to go into the fourth. And then try to use our athleticism and defensive pressure to overcome any other deficits in the fourth quarter. Problem is now, and our defense is not that bad. We can put pressure on them. I think we can put pressure on them with a press. But Coach Reynolds don't want to use the press. And, of course, we use 8 guys, and we may have to go a little deeper because our kids have probably got some tired legs.
This is the Watson Thomas Funeral Home Halftime Show, brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. We'll take a look at your Seminary Village stats, offering a wide variety of services and care. Come tour their campus today, Seminary Village in Galesburg, for the Lake Forest Academy, CACSEAS. 11 points for Chris Harris. 8 points apiece for Tyler Grumhaus and Mady Zurek. 7 points for Ben Kennedy. And 3 points apiece for Austin Clamage and Andrew Amph Reyes for the Silver Streaks. 9 points for TJ Pendleton. 5 points for Mark Harden III. 5 points also for DeAndre Morin. 4 points for Cornell Dotson, 2 points apiece for Jacob Ross and Jacob Carl. That is your Seminary Village stats. Let's get to the story of the Caxes. I know the fans are probably dying to hear what this Caxes thing is
Caxes,
about.
Caxes, the paper, Ms. Trinity, said it was the sound that a rabbit makes. It's not. Coach Vaughn tells us it's the sign of a frog. It's the frog makes that sound, and I guess it's called a Caxes. And that's the story behind the Caxes. Why they call themselves the Caxes, I don't see them making sound like a frog. Maybe at their home gym, that may be a mascot or something. Ben Weatherby, by the way, played golf at Knox College and basketball, and he was a good one. Now, that's Jimmy Weatherby's son, and he was raised in Sydney, Australia, most of his life. And then Jimmy moved back to the States, and he lives now in Galesburg, and Ben now is assistant up there. But that's Jimmy Weatherby's son. Jimmy played back in the 70s for John Thiel here at Galesburg.
Yeah, it seems like every game today we've had some kind of local tie. We had Eric Smith with Alton, his ball club winning earlier in the shootout. Ben Weatherby here with the Lake Forest Academy. Got a lot of good connections. That's good to see. All right, we're underway. Second half. Streaks get the basketball first. It is 40-27, down 13. Need to get a good start here. Cornell Dotson drives baseline, takes it up strong, no good. High rebound tipped out of there by T.J. Pendleton. And
Cornell probably should have taken, he was thinking about that last shot he made, acrobatic, but he probably should have taken the jump shot. Now there's a shot.
Mady Zurek all the way to the rim, off balance, and still laid it up there. Boy, he got up on that drive.
He sure did.
He's got 10 now. Second leading scorer for the Caxes. Into the lane goes Dotson. He's starting the second half.
Aaron and Joe have got should get together. And Aaron called a foul, and it should be a foul. Joe was getting ready to call a jump, but travel. But Aaron called a foul. And that's what it is.
Yeah, Aaron's going to overrule Joe on that one. He looks pretty sure about it.
Yeah.
Aaron had a better talk him out of it.
he saw the wrap around, and Joe was out of position. He couldn't see it.
One of the best young referees. Of course, he's not so young anymore. I got a chance to talk to Aaron Furrow before the ball game, and one of the best referees around. I like Aaron's game. He calls.
Yeah, he works at it.
Dotson into the lane. He's starting the second half for, was he starting it for Jacob Carl?
It'll be an over and back.
Streaks will throw it away. No, excuse me. The Streaks will throw that away. It'll be Caxes basketball.
Yeah. I don't think that time TJ was out too far, and he was playing in a guard position, and he wasn't sure who to throw it to, and he just threw it over and back.
And now we got Morin as he's holding Harris away from the ball. And now DeAndre is going to be teed up by Brett Brewington here.
Is it going to be DeAndre or Mark? Yes. Don't get that technical.
No, it's going to be DeAndre. I'm sure of it. Because he said something to Brewington.
DeAndre Morin, that's his fourth. And a technical foul on DeAndre Morin, that's his fifth.
Yeah, so you're right. Morin is
he's
now
out.
Now, it wasn't demonstrative, and I think that's what head coach Mike Reynolds is asking Brett Brewington about right now. He didn't make a big show. He just merely, it was a holding call on Morin as he was chasing Harris through the lane. And after the foul was called, DeAndre kind of looked over his shoulder and said something to Mr. Brewington. Nothing out of the ordinary, nothing demonstrative.
No. And the crowd probably didn't even know it because he didn't. Head down and go. He was frustrated, and he got caught with the foul, and the technical, which is a foul, and he's out of the game now.
Clamage makes both technical free throws. Again, DeAndre will foul out. DeAndre had 5 points in the first half. So on the floor, Andrew Anderson will check in. And it'll be Caxes basketball at midcourt with a 17-point lead, 44-27. Right wing is Harris. He drives baseline all the way around. Tommy, you might shoot a little reverse layup, but instead he'll kick it out to the top of the key to Austin Clemage, who misses the three-pointer.
Yeah, and good rebound by TJ, and he was fouled.
Vukmanovic will pick up his second personal foul. Two team fouls apiece now in the second half here on both ball clubs, Lake Forest and Galesburg. 44-27, 17-point lead. Streets, again, got to try to chip away here. Plenty of time, 6.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Dotson, he'll shoot the three from the left wing. Tried to get rid of it. He really tried to find somebody open, and then he just turns and shoots it.
Three times he tried to find someone open. He decided, oh, heck, I'm going to go ahead and shoot the ball, and it goes in.
Harris out of control, looking for a foul call. Did not get one. Misses the floater along the baseline. Picked up by the Streaks, and now he's going to get a frustration foul at midcourt on Harden.
Yeah, and that was. Harris was frustrated there, and he got caught reaching in, and Coach Vaughn is talking to him about it.
Wow, that's the third foul on Chris Harris. But you if we could get Chris Harris fouled out here, or he's off the floor now. We've got to make a run with him off the floor.
Absolutely. This is the time. If you're going to make a run, this is the time to do it with him sitting down.
Harden gets the inbound from Cornell Dotson. 3-2 zone here by the Lake Forest Cacs. He's been in that for the bulk of the ballgame, if not the entire ballgame. Harden back to Dotson, top of the key. So Harden will reset to the right wing. Left wing Ross really extending out that 3-2-2 with that length. Dotson picks up his dribble. Finds Ross on the left wing. He'll shoot the three. Good. Nice stroke. He lined that one up.
He can do that. He can do that. He's just going to have to work on handling and protecting the basketball because his shot is coming back, I think.
Got it down to 11. We'll see how Lake Forest responds without Harris on the floor. He's kind of their bailout go-to guy there at times.
Yeah, they got good shooters, but when they need the big play, he's the man.
Streaks in a man-to-man. Stutter step at the top of
There's
the key.
Traveling.
And traveling call on Austin Clamage. Had two whistles. Two officials blow the whistles. I was hoping they were both going to call the same thing.
And that's better team defense. We clamped in, helped out, and that caused the travel.
Streaks get a bucket here. Get it down to single digits. Ross playing catch with Harden up top of this 3-2 zone. Back to Harden. Now they get the left wing to Dotson. Boy, quick swing here because Jacob Ross is wide open in the corner. Can't quite get it to him. Now Harden picks
and
up.
So is Harden. Now on an overload, Harden is now wanting the ball, and Jacob should see him, but he didn't.
Andrew Anderson will poke it out to the wing to Harden. His floater in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Pendleton. Can't get it to go. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Luckily by Lake Forest.
Yeah. TJ can finish better than anybody, and boy, he just missed that. He's missed a couple of those that we know he can finish. That was a great rebound, offensive rebound, but he just couldn't put it back in.
Right now, just one of those nights offensively for the Streaks. Have to throw it to the safety valve in the backcourt as Mark Harden long pass in from Jacob Ross. Harden picks up his dribble. He does that too much. You got to stop Mark from picking up his dribble so much.
Yeah.
Now Dotson dribbling up top. He'll split the defenders. Gets into the lane. Throws it up. No good. But what a great job of Cornell getting to the rim. Draws the foul.
He's got all kind of moves. He's got moves that can work where he's from. He learned those moves on the streets of Chicago. And as I told you, fans, he would have been going to Simeon if he would have stayed in Chicago. But he's clever with the ball. He's just got to put it all together. And this kid can play. He's only a junior, and he's never played in a system like what Coach Reynolds uses, and the more he gets acclimated to it, he'll be something special.
Yeah, just a junior. I'm going to look forward to watching him play basketball next year as well. Misses the second free throw. 1 out of 2 for Cornell. He now has 8 points. Streaks within 10, 44-34.
The fans wanted to travel there.
4 minutes to go. We're halfway through the third. Again, Chris Harris, the big-time scoring machine for Lake Forest, is off the floor with 3 personal fouls.
Yeah, we cut it to single digit with 3, even with 3 minutes to go in the third. I think you'll see him back in there.
All the way to the rim, layup no good by Mady Zurich. He was making that all throughout the first half.
Yeah.
Streets get this thing to single digits. Haven't been that close in quite a while. They were down 25-14 at the end of the first quarter and 40-27 at the half. poke it into Andrew Anderson. His turnaround jumper is good. Andrew picking up where he left off last night.
Yeah, and we haven't given him enough touches, and now we're in single digits. And with him in there now for Morn, we got to get him more touches because he's the capable, as we well know, of putting the ball in the basket.
Streets as close as they've been in a while, 44-36 with 3:26 to go. Full timeout taken by head coach Matt Vaughn. So we'll step away for a 30 right here on Oldies 1590 WAIK. Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium following the Lake Forest Academy full timeout. It will be Caxias basketball, 44-36.
It's been a while since we've been on a 9-0 run, but that's what we're on now.
Shot just to the left of the top of the key is no good. But rebounded, and that was Luke Bonovich with the missed shot. But Mady Zurek is going to pick up the rebound and draw the foul.
I think they may call it on Andy.
I'm going to give that to Jacob Ross, his second.
Oh. Jacob must have been reaching in.
Vuk Bonovich. First free throw is good. That's his first points. He missed a pair of free throws in the second quarter. 45-36.
He's a Canadian kid. He's from Toronto.
And rattles the second one in. Used all the rim on that one. So the lead back to 10, 46-36. But Streets still cut this thing to single digits. All kinds of time. 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Harden to Dotson. Now Harden shifts to the left wing. Dotson tries to penetrate. Ross right wing. Back to Dotson. Swing it quicker. Reverse, not quick reversals here so far for Galesburg. Harden will take it in. Loses the handle on it on the way up. Shot no good, but Andrew Anderson with the rebound.
Good job, Andrew.
Dotson.
I don't know what he's done with the ball in the corner, but he's done everything but eating it.
a little crossover and then behind the back. And I think he stopped and got some popcorn. And there's the basketball again. Harden gets it. Now he's doubled in the corner. Gets out of that to Dotson, top of the key. To Jacob Ross. Picks up his dribble to Andrew Anderson on the right wing out near the three-point arc. To Dotson. Streak swinging. Shot on the way. Harden buries a three from the corner. Left corner good.
Absolutely. He had enough daylight. Knock it down.
Harden with eight. That's his first points of the second half. Under 2 minutes to go. Streaks within seven. In the corner. Deep three on the way is good.
Oh, my goodness.
Ben Kennedy. That was deep three, and that was no hesitation either.
Not at all. Man, he was out there kind of a half set, but he had a beautiful release and knocked it down. That was a big point for them.
Back to 10, but in the Streaks with the basketball. Dotson in the corner. He fakes a three. Now he'll drive baseline. Gets cut off and bumped. Tried to one-hand a pass to Pendleton. Andrew Anderson picks it up. No good. Back iron. Rebounded by Grumhouse.
Andrew got a good rebound, but he couldn't make it.
In the corner. Three ball on the way. No good. In and out. Anderson with the rebound.
That's
was Vako
Bukmanovic. Yeah, a nice rebound by Andrew. He's done a good job on the boards now.
Harden, top of the key. Left wing Ross. Three on the way. No good. High rebound pulled in by Tyler Grumhouse of the Caxies. A shake and bake move by Mady Zurek. Jumper no good, just inside the three-point line, top of the key. Rebounded by Galesburg.
Well, they did us a favor there. They took a quick shot, and they probably shouldn't have. I don't know if Coach Vaughn wanted to take that shot.
Dotson, top of the key to Andrew Anderson. In the corner, Ross. Three on the way. Good.
Yeah, he's not afraid to shoot it.
Ross gets this thing to seven with 30 seconds to go. 49-42, third quarter. Streaks on their way to that magic 50-point mark that we keep talking about every game.
And we got it in the single digits now, and we'll go into the fourth quarter. We needed to cut it just about like we did.
Mady Zurek dribbling on Harden with 6 seconds to go. Gets it to the elbow. Now he picks up his dribble, has to throw it to the rim. No good. Picked up by Harden with 2 seconds to go. His shot on the way is just a little wide right.
It was headed in the right direction.
Yes, it was.
Wide right.
Good quarter for the Streaks. 15-point quarter for Galesburg. And they hold Lake Forest to nine. So 49-40, 49-42 heading to the fourth quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Oldies 1590 WAIK. back here at John Thiel Gymnasium. 49-42, Caxias with the basketball starting this potential final period. Streaks need another quarter similar to that, just a little better.
Yep, absolutely. Now play good defense.
Left wing, fake of a three by Amfreas, gets it into the lane. Jumper good. Boy, a high jumper by Amfreas.
Boy, he elevated real nice, didn't he?
He's got five.
Nice release.
Harris back on the floor for Lake Forest. He's the top man in the middle on that 3-2 zone. Carl in the ballgame as well. I haven't seen Jacob. Didn't see Jacob much in that third quarter at all. Jumper on the way is no good by Hodge in the right corner.
Yeah, Hodge is the kind of kid that we remember in Taylorville when he shot the ball so, so well. And so we know he can shoot it, but he hasn't been in it playing it at all now, and his game is really not there yet. But it'll come back because he's got some talent.
Hodge is checked out as Dotson comes back in the ballgame. Dotson chasing Harris all over the place. Opens up a three from the right wing. No good. In and out by Harris. If he'd have followed it, I think he might have gotten a hold of it, but he stood
too.
There with his arm up, admiring his three, and a bad pass from Carl to Pendleton in the lane. Results in a turnover and a run out for Lake Forest.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Oh, three
then
on the
we
way.
We pay for it.
Austin Klamage just to the right of the top of the key.
We turn the ball over. They come back and make a three.
7-point games turned into 12 real quick here. 54-42 with 6.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Top of the key, Harden. His three ball is good.
Boy, oh boy, he would do that.
Harden now with 11 in the ball game.
That was nothing but net. And he knew he was going to shoot it, too, because that spot is open. He takes two dribbles, goes straight up, and hit nothing but net.
You are a Golden State Warrior fan. They call that a splash, I think, because
yep.
That was high, and yeah. It just splashed right down through the rim.
That's right, just like the Splash Boys. Curry and Thompson, that's the way their shot goes in. Nothing but net.
54-45. It's a 9-point Lake Forest lead here with 6:20 to go. I didn't see, was that Coach Reynolds who called the timeout? Sometimes he will call one after made baskets.
I believe he did. Let's see, three.
Three timeouts apiece for each head coach.
I think that was Coach Vaughn called that timeout because Coach Reynolds had three and he had four.
6:20 to go. That was a Tickham's Electric timeout. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Tickham's Electric at 335-3034 or simply go online to tickhamselectric.com. Inbounded. Caxie's bringing it up the floor. It's Ben Kennedy. Guarded by Harden. Streaks in a man-to-man. It's a screen by Amfreas. Amfreas on the give-and-go. Jump baseline or free throw line jumper is no good. He's tied up with Harden. That's going to go to Gelsberg.
Yeah, that's a good job. Harden, the mark wasn't going to release the ball. They both was going to hold on to it.
Amfreas was. And you said, I'm holding it.
Yeah.
Harden said, I'm holding it. And Amfreas says, I am too. The referees had to get it from both of them.
Yeah, Brett Brewington came over and said, both of them release it at the same time.
1-2-3 drop. Dotson, right wing. To Ross. He'll take a deep three left wing. Is no good.
Boy, it looked like it was going to be there. And Andrew almost got that rebound. I thought he should have had it.
Rebounded by Harris. That would have made it a 6-point ball game. Harris, little give and go, top of the key to Austin Klamage. His three is no good.
Good
Dotson
rebound.
With the rebound. He's going to push. Puts a move on Harris at midcourt. Dotson gets to the rim. No good. Andrew Anderson, follow, no good. Now coming up the floor in transition is Harris. All the way to the rim. He's going to draw the foul. He went coast to coast.
Yeah, we bailed him out. Even with his skills, he couldn't have made that shot, that left-handed shot, but we fouled him. He was going to come up short with that attempt.
Andrew Anderson is going to pick up his second personal foul. That's the fourth team foul. Both teams have four now. Harris will shoot a pair of free throws. He is 3-4-4 from the line. First one is good. That's his first point in the second half. He's got 12. Sat a good portion of it in foul trouble.
Yeah. He did his dirty with us in that first quarter.
Yeah, he was 9 points, and it was an impressive 9. Second free throw is good. He now has 13, and the lead is 11. 56-45 with 5:20 to go. Harden draws a couple of defenders, kicks it to Ross on the left wing. He passes up the open three. His pass is tipped away, but Dotson regathers at the timeline. to Ross. Quick skip. Andrew Anderson in the lane. In the lane. Gets the ball tipped away, but Anderson gets it back. Harden, floater, no good. Rebounded by Pendleton, and he's going to be fouled. Are they going to call Pendleton on the foul?
They're going to call TJ for going over the back. And I think that's the correct call. TJ was out of position, and the ball was short by Mark. And he just made an attempt to get it, and he went over the back.
Pendleton will pick up his second personal foul. That's team foul number 5 on Gelsberg. Take a look at your Farm King foul chart. Over the timeline is Kennedy. He hands to Harris. Harris working one-on-one, gets a screen from Clamage. He'll kick to the corner. Three on the way is good. Ben Kennedy, that's a big three. Now the lead's back to 14.
Boy, he just flicks his wrist. He's way out there. Just a flick of the wrist, and there's nothing to net.
13 points for Kennedy, and that's his third triple.
Beautiful release.
Dotson to Ross. Picks up his dribble. Now he finds Dotson. Top of the key. Behind the back dribble. Dotson on Harris. A little crossover. Harris trying to reach in and poke it away. Gets a Pendleton on the block. He goes in strong. Floater is good.
Good job. Good move. Now Coach Reynolds calls the timeout. And that's he's got two left.
12-point deficit for Gelsberg. 59-47 with 4:03 remaining. Plenty of time left. With the pace of this game, I think it's plenty of time left.
Oh, I agree with you. Because with the way we can rebound, and we're doing a good job on the boards with them, almost even, and they can shoot, but they take quick shots. I don't know if Coach Vaughn wants them to take those shots, but they don't look like they want to play clock at all, even with this nice lead they have. So that can put us back in the ball game. And now we're shooting the ball with more confidence, every one of them. Every one of our kids now are not afraid to take the shot. And they know they're going to have to take a quick shot. They just can't play with the ball so much and wait for a set play. They're going to have to use some individual skills.
Defensively, we've really got to cut off the dribble penetration here.
Yeah, well, they've been hitting that long jumper, and it's been killing us like that.
And a three-pointer on the way. No good. That's rebound good. By Pendleton. And over the back is going to be Mady Zurich. Missing the three was Clamage.
Yeah.
Zurich will pick up his first personal.
That's only their 15th foul, though. So.
59-47. 12-point lead. Streaks with the basketball. This thing to 10 or even 9 with a three-pointer.
Yeah. Now the urgency of it. We can't wait too long. We got to come down quick and get some shots.
Ross has switched sides with Dotson as far as being on the wing. Harden, back to Ross. Back to Harden. He'll step into a three from the right wing and bury it.
Yeah. That's the way we got to do it. We got to shoot it quick.
14 for Harden, including 4 three-pointers. Harris all the way to the rim and scores. Got to cut off that dribble drive.
Bottle up that middle. Harris has got 3 fouls. Maybe he can pick up a charge, but certainly can't give him access to the basket like that.
Streaks had it down to 9. Now it's back up to 11. 61-50. Ross fakes a 3. Gets it tipped away from him by Harris. To Dotson. A little shake and bake move behind the back at the free throw line. Finds Harden. Shot on the way. No good. A lot of contact. Got to protect the shooters. No call. And it's going to be thrown away by Lake Forest.
Well, that's good. I like the way you're taking those shots, though. We have to take them. We just can't wait. 2 minutes, 49 seconds to go in the ball game. We're still down by 11.
Tyler Grumhouse now in for Kennedy. It's good to see Kennedy off the floor.
Yeah.
4 three-pointers. We'll throw it into the backcourt to Dotson. 2:45 to go. Streaks down 11. Andrew Anderson in the lane and scores. Goes in pretty hard.
Yep. Nice move by Andrew. Now we got to stop the ball. Oh, no.
Harris floater along the baseline. Almost got it to go.
Yeah, he sure did.
He did draw the foul. I think that's going to be on Dotson.
We got to stop the ball. As good as he is, Harris is, we can still stop him, make him pick up the ball. He's just taking a lot of, he's got a lot of openings to the basket.
First free throw is good. Harris with 16.
And when you're down by 10 points, you can't be trading baskets.
Average is 22, 17. 11. Makes both free throws. We got 6 in this quarter. The bucket and four free throws. 63-52, lead back to 11. Now time is kind of something you got to think about here with 2:20 to go. Dotson, right wing, Jacob Ross, takes a shot. He's doubled, gets it into Harden, takes a three. Back to Dotson. Back to Harden. He loses a handle on it. Picked up by Lake Forest at half court. Tyler Grumhouse saves it by going behind the back right in front of his own bench. This is a good ball club. It really is.
I bet they are. They got skills.
All the way to the hole again. Mady Zurich.
We come down, we fake it, and then take the shot. And then they come down and takes the shot. Now that's what he should have done before.
Harden to Dotson. His three-pointer no good. Anderson goes down hard trying to tip the rebound. Ross gets it tipped away from him once he regathered the loose ball. And head coach Mike Reynolds wants a timeout with 1:36 to go. I think he's got to tell him we need to go with a little bit of a sense of urgency. 65-52.
Yeah. We come down, we faked it two times, three times, and then we have a turnover, and they come down and let it fly, and they make it. Or we foul them, and they make the two free throws.
Head coach Mike Reynolds having a little conversation with Joe Thompson here right before the timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll keep it here. Tinkham's Electric timeout. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Tinkham's Electric at 335-3034 or go to tinkhamselectric.com. A little quick recap as far as Prairie Radio Sports Network teams today at this Galesburg BSN shootout. The Monmouth Roseville Titan girls defeated Erie in our first game of the morning at 11 o'clock. And then it was the Monmouth Roseville Titan boys beating Byron in a really good game at 2 o'clock, 59-53. The Galesburg girls immediately followed with a 50-44 win over Stillman Valley at 3:30. Rock Island was here, lost in overtime. Alton and Eric Smith, former Galesburg assistant coach. His Alton Redbirds get a win, 56-53. Just a good day of basketball.
It sure was. If you liked the game, you would have enjoyed today. The smaller schools played well. Good teams are in here, and the bigger schools played well.
Dotson with it. Yeah, head coach Mike Reynolds is Dotson just kind of dribbling at half court. Down down 13 with a minute and a half to go. You got to get some shots up here. To Dotson.
Dotson
top of the key.
Got to shoot it.
He loses a handle on it. It's loose on the floor. Jump ball to Lake Forest.
Yeah.
And Dotson, I think head coach Mike Reynolds wanted to, even though he was like a step and a half behind the line.
Oh, he's still got to let it fly.
Yep.
Yeah, let the thing fly. And Dotson knows he can shoot it, and I've seen him take shots like that all the time.
Dotson coming up a little gimpy following that hit on the floor. All the way to the hole. Mady Zurich, no good. Dotson skies up and gets tied up with Bako Vukmanovic, and that will go to the streaks on the tie-up.
That Dotson can really get off the floor. And now we got another shooter coming in. And since Carnell wouldn't take the shot, now we got Hawkins in. He'll take that shot.
I think that is exactly it. Head coach Mike Reynolds said, if you're not going to shoot, I'll get somebody in there that will. Harden. He picks up his dribble. Finds Ross. To Andrew Anderson. He'll take a left elbow jumper and make it. Andrew. 6 points in the second half. And now Harden's going to pick up a foul on Harris.
Yeah, he had to do it.
That's only his second personal foul. Team foul number 7, so one of the bonus for Mr. Harris.
You hate to foul a kid like Harris because he's pretty tough at the line, but you have to stop that clock.
He averages 22 coming into this one. He's sitting at 18 now.
And with a lot of time on the bench.
Yeah, makes the first free throw. That gives him 19. He'll get a second. Lead is at 12, 66-54, with 56.6 seconds to go. Second free throw on the way, good as well. He's made his last 8 free throws. He is 9 of 10.
This team's everywhere. That's why he's only 20. In most teams, he'd probably be averaging.
Knocking it away is Mady Zurich and getting up the floor quick for the layup. Boy, he got from half court to the rim as quick as I've seen for a while.
Oh, they're quick.
Harden will go all the way to the rim and draw the foul. Vukmanovic and head coach Matt Vaughn said, no fouls. There's 38 and a half seconds. Just let him get to the rim. And as Vukmanovic picks up his fourth personal, Harden will get a couple free throws. He is sitting at 14 points. He got 4 3-pointers. And he gets the kiss off the front of the rim. Free throw's good. Kennedy will come in for Tyler Grumhouse. 69-55. And in and out. Free throw no good by Harden. Tipped around. Pendleton comes up with it. He'll take it up and score. Pendleton with 13. And a foul in the backcourt on Harden. That'll be his third. 69-57. Head coach Mike Reynolds is trying to extend the game here.
Yeah.
Harris will get to the free throw line. Not somebody we want to see on there, but if you make eight in a row, you're a high school player, you're bound to miss one or two here coming up. It's a law of averages.
Yeah. We even had Sage miss one last night.
Yes. And not even my jinx can stop Harris. He swishes the first one. Second free throw on the way. Makes them both. All right, I guess he can. That's 10 in a row for Harris. 8 in this quarter from the free throw line. 71-57, 14-point lead. Into Pendleton, loses a handle on it, goes out of bounds. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by the Caxies. The Streaks will come up with it. Into the ball game will be Nathan Reddy, 5'11" senior. As head coach Matt Bond gets some kids in here with a 14-point lead and 23 seconds to go. Harden to Clark Hawkins. His three on the way. In and out, no good. Tipped from behind by Jacob Ross. It'll be out of bounds on the Streaks as Ross went up with Ben Kennedy. And coming into the ballgame will be Jacob Young for Galesburg. Heading out of the ballgame will be Jacob Ross. And the inbound with 15 seconds to go. We'll see what the Streaks choose to do. I don't think they'll foul. 10 seconds.
No.
In the corner to Reddy. And travel call. And head coach Matt Vaughn signaled it right along with the referee. He knew it.
Yep.
So the Streaks will get one more shot.
Reddy is smiling. He knew he had took a little stroll.
5 seconds to go. Back to Harden. In the corner. Well, nobody wants to shoot it, so Jacob Young will, and this three-pointer is no good. And the final score, the Lake Forest Academy Caxies defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks 71-57 in the final, the finale of the BSN shootout here at John Thiel Gymnasium, ending up a great day of basketball with the loss by the Galesburg Silver Streak boys. They're going to fall to 14-11 now on the season. And the Lake Forest Academy Caxies will improved to 15-6. We'll be back with the postgame show. The Way Insurance Services postgame show in 2 minutes right here on Oldies 1590 WAIK. Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, it's time for our Way Insurance Services postgame show. With over 30 years of experience in the insurance industry, you can trust the team at Way Insurance Services to get you the best coverage at the best rates. For health and medical insurance coverage, call Way Insurance Services at 341-0083. Your final score, the Lake Forest Academy Caxies would defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks 71-57. Just got off to a bad start and just could never really recover.
In that first quarter, we gave up 25 points. And we gave up, that's the most points we haven't given up in a quarter. We gave up 22 points to Quincy a couple of weeks ago in the first quarter, but that was the problem. Then you got to play catch up against a team that can shoot the ball. Their number one guard, who's an outstanding player, but he was on the bench when a lot of the damage was done, because when he went to the bench, the other kids just picked him up. And they were not afraid to shoot the ball. Here's a team that you would think that maybe they would be a little reluctant, a little gun-shy. But they took shots all over the court. When they were open, you give them just a little daylight. They let that thing fly. They all knew how to shoot the basketball. They shot it correctly. Some of them shot the set. Some shot the jumper. But they shot it correctly, but they weren't afraid to shoot it. And that's what we're going to have to start doing. Toward the end of this ball game, that was a problem. Coach Reynolds went to Dotson, and he put him on the bench. And one of the biggest reasons he put him on the bench is because Cornell didn't shoot the ball. And there's no reason Cornell should never shoot the ball, because he he loves to shoot it, and he can shoot it. When the going gets like this, he can let that thing fly. He's made shots tonight that can defy description, but that won't get you too far. You got to shoot that jump shot like they do it. And Lake Forest shows you how to do it. Well, Cornell can do that. We got some good shots from Jacob Ross here tonight. Not quite enough, but and he's certainly not the shooter that these other kids are. More and more, Mark is shooting the ball, and he's still passing up some that he probably should let it fly. He just don't want to start missing badly, and maybe that's just his nature. He's just too good of a shooter not to let that thing fly. And when he did tonight, more and more, when he had some daylight, he let it fly and he made them. So we can get there. But it's going to take a little different effort than what we're putting out here now.
I completely agree. Lake Forest took the floor, warm up right off the opening tip, and just looked very comfortable in these surroundings. Very comfortable.
They really did. And you talk about body language. Well, I'm sure you could see it. And in talking to their coach, I think a lot of their play is reflected from their coach. I spent a lot of time with their coach. You heard the interview with him, and then I talked with him. He's a fascinating guy, a highly, highly intelligent man. I was looking at his bio, and I think these kids reflect him. He's relaxed. He's very comfortable with the media. He's very comfortable with us. And I don't think he does a lot of interviews like the coaches do in the Big Six. But he was so comfortable with all of us here. And I think his team is a reflection of that.
Yeah, very, very mature basketball savvy group that he's got. Very mm-hmm. mature group, I thought.
They really are. They really are. And I don't think, and they got some kids back. They have a number of seniors on the ball club, and of course, that will change next year because they will be bringing in kids from all over the country and in some parts of the world. They have a kid from China. I don't know if he got in the ball game or not here.
I didn't see him out there.
Didn't he get in tonight? But he's from China to Canada, and then we got him from the States. So it's a fun thing. It's an interesting school, and the coach can get it done.
Yeah, you were talking about the kids coming back. Of course, Chris Harris has been Player of the Week up for the Chicago Tribune in that area, averaging 22 points a game, had 21. But you look at the second and third leading scores, Mady Zurich, number three, seemed like he was just getting to the rim constantly. 14, he's just a junior. And then Ben Kennedy, who had three three-pointers, a couple of them at really big points in the ball game, with 13, he's just a junior as well. So they'll be back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll be back, and they will improve. So
let's take a look at your Seminary Village stats. Offering a wide variety of services and care, come tour their campus today, Seminary Village in Galesburg. First for the Lake Forest Academy Catsies, 21 points for Chris Harris, 14 for Mady Zurich, 13 for Ben Kennedy, and then 8 points apiece for Tyler Grumhouse and also Austin Clamage. 5 points for Andrew Amph Reyes and 2 points for Vako Vukmanovic for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They were led in scoring by Mark Harden. He had 10 points in the second half. That gave him 15 for the ball game. 13 for T.J. Pendleton. Had 9 in that first half. Did not score in the third. Had a couple buckets in the fourth, but I don't know if the Streaks themselves took T.J. Pendleton out of the ball game by not getting a lot of touches, or if Coach Vaughn made an adjustment at halftime.
Well, I think they wouldn't give him they didn't allow him as many touches. They picked it up early because they didn't know much about us. Coach Vaughn said that, and he was telling the truth. He didn't know much about us, but they could see that T.J. was going to be tough to handle inside. They didn't have any answer to him. They didn't want to play Harris against him, especially when Harris picked up those fouls. But it was just T.J. did all he could out there. I thought he played hard tonight, and he played pretty decent. But we just got to keep plugging away with him, trying to get the ball inside to him. Because I haven't seen Sean this year. a team that can really, once he gets the ball, can stop him inside. The problem is, who we had early is getting the ball. Now he's going after it, trying to put himself in a position to receive the ball, and we're giving him some decent passes. Too many of them still are being thrown away, but still, when he gets the ball inside, he can maneuver, and he's not afraid to maneuver against anybody.
Yeah, I agree. I really like his post moves, yeah. TJ's. I mean, and what, his first bucket tonight, I think, was a little mid-range jumper, and you said, boy, if he adds that to his repertoire, he's really going to be good. But I'm like you. You get TJ the ball on the block, and I haven't seen a whole lot of people. I haven't seen as many games as you have this year, but the games I've seen, he's hard to stop once he gets it. We just got to get the ball to him.
You bet. He's certainly hard to stop, and now he's developed that little 8 to 10-foot jump shot, and I hope he keeps trying that shot. Because that's a shot that I think can benefit him. Because more and more, these teams know how good he is inside and how difficult he is to stop. They're going to just bottle him up like they do. But he can get some help. And then we got some help coming, too, from Andy. Andrew didn't have the game he had, obviously, last night. But there were signs that he still can put the ball in the basket. Sometimes he puts the ball on the floor in heavy traffic, and they take it away. He should just try that jump shot, because that's what he did last night, and he did a good job.
Let's take a quick look at your Ride and Run scoreboard. Ride and Run on Main Street in Galesburg. Specialized bicycles for any style of rider. Personalized running gear, Red Wing work boots, and much, much more. Your outdoor adventure awaits. Well, Quincy went down to Alleman last night as Alleman got their 37 game losing streak in conference play. They snapped that with a win over Quincy. Well, Quincy comes back today and beats Columbia Hickman, who I don't know much about. I don't know if that was an out-of-state game or not. 70-52. So Quincy bounced back with 70 points today.
Wow. Yeah, that's bouncing back. And now you would think that Dauber then would be down after coming up here to Alleman and losing. But they bounced back, and that's what you have to do. You want to be a good ball club. Yeah, you got to bounce back. We face Alleman next Friday night. We're going to have to bounce back. We're going to have our work cut out for us next weekend. We've got Alleman on Friday, and we saw a team that can be a handful in St. Charles East. We saw them here in this shootout, and we play them at their place next Saturday.
Let's continue on with our Seminary Village stats. I thought I'd just throw that Quincy game in there for you. For the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Mark Harden III with 15 points, T.J. Pendleton with 13, 8 points apiece for Cornell Dodson, Jacob Ross, and Jacob Carl, and then 5 points for DeAndre Morin and 6 points for Andrew Anderson. Good second half for Andrew on continuation from last night a little bit.
Yeah, he really did. I thought he... You know, he picked up kind of where he left off from last night. He just, like I said, he just put the ball on the floor, and you put the ball on the floor against these kids. These kids play good defense. I like the way they come at you. Their hands are always moving. When we bring the ball down, when you take the ball in front of them, that's another thing. We're going to have to learn to protect our ball, because we get the ball out in front of us. Our guards get the ball in front. And these kids today... Kids like we faced here at Lake Forest, kids like at UT, and even Rocky. And Quincy really showed us. I'd be interested to see the film, how Coach Rangel got the job done protecting the ball against Quincy. Now, maybe Quincy didn't play the game either that we used to seeing them play. But they know how to take that ball. They know how to play defense. So we're going to have to learn to protect the ball a lot more. And we can. If we were a team that very mechanical and didn't have the athleticism to do it, then we you got to live with that. But when you're a team with athletic ability, it's pretty tough to live with. Coach Reynolds has joined us. And, Coach... your thoughts? We're down. Big things happened in the first quarter. We haven't given up 25 points this year. We gave up 22 to Quincy, but 25 points with a team that can play defense, it's tough to catch up.
Well, we're not going to catch up on anybody. I don't care who you're playing. I mean, we could be playing Costa, and we can't score points. So that's not who we are. And if we're going to give a team 71 points, we're going to lose. And we've known that from day one. That's why we preach defense and rebounding and tough play, and for some reason we weren't interested in that in the first half. So they scored at will. And we were down 20 at one point in the second half or the second quarter. And we fought back. And I don't know if we – I mean, people say, oh, we gave us a chance to win. I don't know if you're down 7 points, you have a chance to win or not. But not when you can't get a stop. And, you know.
How about the way your ball club played in that you came back in the second half some, but still when the played against the zone. And one thing I got to ask you about, do you want the shot taken quicker? I know you had Dotson on the bench. These kids sometime, I know I've seen them in practice, seen them play where they take quick shots. But, boy, sometime they forget where that clock is, don't they?
Well, it wasn't good. You're down 12 points with 2 minutes to go, and we're out there. The problem is we don't penetrate, and we don't engage the defense. And when you don't engage the defense, you can't get the ball inside. And when we can't get the ball inside, we can't win. And they went small, so that ended up, you know, we went smaller, and I don't know if that, you know, I'll second guess myself, you know, because, I mean, Carl's one of our better players, and he doesn't play that much because we're trying to go small to match them because we're behind, and it just screws everything up. And he kind of got the short end of the stick there, and you know, I don't know. It wasn't good.
How about TJ's play? When we did get the ball to him, he responded pretty well inside.
Well, he can make layups. I mean, they didn't have anybody as big or athletic as him. And we just didn't get it in. And, you know, he had low number of rebounds, so he didn't have any extra chances. To me, it all comes down to defense. We played defense for one quarter. And the other three quarters, they had 25, 15, and 22.
Is that how they take the ball? They took the ball to the basket on us many, many times. What is that? No team defense to allow them that penetration?
Yeah, I mean, we've taken two guys have taken charges all year. And there were no post players. So, well, it's like the Hoover Dam, you know. If you remember Chevy Chase in that movie, it's like putting a piece of gum here and something else shoots out, and it's... At some point, you got to decide to play and be aggressive and not walk around all night.
You think we didn't play, obviously, with the intensity and the physicalness that we played with last night. You think they were tired or just didn't have it?
I don't know. I've never, you know, I've been 16 years old before. I don't remember being tired.
I mean, I don't either.
You know, they shot 150 free throws, and you know why they did? Because they took the ball to the rim like they were interested in playing basketball. And we ran around with four because we stood around jack shots. And, you know, we can complain about anything we want to complain about, but if we give up 71 points, we lose.
Yeah, and that's tough to give up 71 points, Coach.
On your home floor? It was a lot of fun.
Well, it was a good shootout. Not for us, but it was a good shootout because you put it together, and it's something the fans should enjoy. Hopefully they did not enjoy the way we did it, but we can't quit. We now got a weekend coming. It's going to be some good ball clubs. All of them, obviously, is coming off of an unexpected win, and we saw what St. Charles East can do, so we got our work cut out for us.
Well, we're going to go on the road to play a team that beat a team who beat us by 100 2 weeks ago. So I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, we'll see you. And that's Coach Rell was talking about when we went down to Quincy, of course, and lost to Quincy. And in a game that we all want to forget, the way we played. And Quincy, of course, lost to Alleman on their floor. Last night, maybe some of you fans watching the news, local channel up there, every channel had that on, and it still defies you how Alleman did it. But I told Coach Ringel that he would win, I think, one this year, but I didn't think it would be against Quincy. But anyway, we do have our work cut out for us, Sean, because we face that team at their gym, and they can play tough there. And then that St. Charles East, they're better than most people think they are.
Yeah, I agree. It's, obviously any night in the Western Big Six is not easy. Even when you're
a good solid ball club, and Galesburg is a good solid ball club. But I mean, even when you're really good, every night's tough in the Western Big Six. When you're scrapping a little bit, then it makes it even tougher.
Yeah, you know, and I look at this team, and I think we're so close. We can do such good things. We got kids can make moves that anybody else that we play can make. We look at like this kid Harris. We look at Trey Buchanan and those kids up there. We got kids that can make that kind of a move. They just got to do it. They got to will themselves to do it. They can do it in practice. They can do it maybe once or twice in the game, but then it just goes away from them. But if they do it, they can play. These kids can still play the game, and they still got that second season to look forward to. That's what's great about Illinois high school basketball. You can struggle through the regular season, and then you can look over your shoulder and say, hey, we can turn everything. And there are teams that can do this, turn everything around in that second season. And we get into March Madness, and this is a ball club that could do it.
Yeah, I think the thing that struck me most in that post-game interview you had with Coach Reynolds is the charge-taking thing, which he's big on that, and all coaches are to a certain extent, but he is really big on it.
Yeah.
And with just guys not taking charges, that's a big stat to head coaches.
Oh, it sure is. And we had kids last year that took those charges. Everybody from Eric Thompson, who was our big man in the middle, that kid, he would take a charge and any time. And certainly 2 years ago, Grant would take those charges, and Meeker and Ross, Devin. We had kids who would take those charges, and I'm a little surprised. I apologize. I didn't even notice that we haven't been taking those charges. What did he say, two?
Yeah, I think he said two.
Yeah, two kids.
Sometimes he gets a little frustrated and sarcastic, but for the games that I've covered, I can't remember a whole lot of charges being called.
I think he's right. You're right. Yeah.
All right. They got a little hardware to hand out here in our finale of the BSN Shootout. It's the Carl Sandburg College Player of the Game. For excellence, collaboration, integrity, and respect, Carl Sandburg College, your future awaits. Jimmy, who's your player of the game?
Well, I'm going to give it to TJ. He worked hard out there, and when we got the ball to him, he responded, and he's played better, but he's played worse, so he's the player of the game.
All right, your Carl Sandburg College Player of the Game. Your final score, Lake Forest Academy 71, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 57, and the finale of the seven-game BSN Shootout. So our Prairie Radio Sports Network teams go 3-1 today. That's not a bad day on a good day of basketball.
You bet, and an exciting day of basketball. The big wins. I really enjoyed that. It was a game I saw. Grant's team, Coach Grant out with Monmouth, his team, I thought that was a good ball game, and some of his kids I thought I was very impressed with. So it was a good win, and then our girls came back and did their thing with their their coach doing his thing in that second half, putting it all together, and our girls came back and won a nice ball game here. And now they're getting ready to take that trip to Quincy to start their role, because they only got you won't see our girls play again, fans, until they got three games left, and they play at Quincy, and they have to take a trip to the Quad Cities in Big Six play, and they will finish. They got one game left here at home, and it's against the Rock Island Rocks. And the only thing I can say is, if you like basketball and like talent,
I'm looking forward to
that. Then come on out to see our Streaks play and see them give it all they got. And, because when you play against a team like that, you have nothing to lose and everything to win. And so we owe them one to play well. So you want to come out and watch that, because you'll see some couple of kids, and one, you'll see her playing, I'm sure, at the next level, and it's just a matter of time. So she's only a sophomore, but she'll be playing in the pros, I guarantee you.
I am so looking forward to it. I've never seen Bree Beal play, you're talking about, for Rock Island. I haven't seen her play in person yet. Looking forward to that one. Well, this week, let's take a quick look at the schedule. Silver Streaks on the road. Thursday night, the Galesburg girls heading to Quincy. Friday night, the Galesburg boys heading to Allman High School. And then, Jimmy, you and I got the, it's kind of like the Canton-Morton trip.
Yeah.
We're
going
to have the girls at Sterling at 1:30, and then we're going to pack up real quick and try to beat the trails to St. Charles East. for an evening 6 o'clock game. St. Charles D's was here tonight and lost to a good Alton ball club, 56-53. So we'll see that ball club. Got a little scouting in today.
Yeah, and Eric Smith has got a good ball club down at Alton. They're very athletic, typical Alton ball club. But that St. Charles D's, it took a heck of an effort from Alton to beat them. And they did a lot of things well, and they'll be at home. Facing us at home, so we'll have to have our game ready.
All right, for Jimmy Carr and also Will Best back at Mission Control, keeping us on the air, producing this broadcast tonight. I'm Sean Temple. Again, your final score, 71-57. Until Thursday night, when Jimmy and I will be in Quincy. Folks, have a great week.